welcome to Family Worship Center. Thank you for coming and being a part of tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Welcome to all those who are joining us via online, and we welcome you. May you feel God's presence tonight, His peace, His joy, His love. Amen. Just flowing in this house. Hallelujah. Zion's Lions tonight is with Melissa Smart. And Kingdom Kids is with Liza Shirey. So kids, you can follow your teachers to the classrooms. After the service, we invite all those to come downstairs for a time of fellowship, snacks and refreshments. Tonight, they're provided by Karen Budner and family. Amen, Karen. Thank you. I think she's been working all day. Amen. So make sure you come down and enjoy. Just have a cup of coffee and a bite to eat. Amen. Thank you for all those who stepped up to volunteer. We still have some spots available for April if you want to help serve or bring any snacks. Just see me. Also, I encourage everyone that is here to come on Wednesday night, our prayer and Bible study. They have been amazing. Pastor Chris has really been pouring in the Word. Amen. And he digs into Scripture and gives abundantly out of that Scripture. I'm telling you what, he breaks it down, and you will grow. Amen, on Wednesday night. It's different than a Saturday. Wednesday's more Bible teaching. It's intimate. It's a time of prayer. So we have prayer at 6 p.m., and then the Word with Pastor Chris at 7. And also, don't forget Jaywalkers. Bring your youth to Kristen's class. Amen. Continue to pray for all those in Ukraine. Just lift them up. Amen. They're really going through a lot. I can't imagine, you know, have to hurry up and have a minute or two to grab a bag and just leave everything. And so just continue to love the people of Ukraine and those that are in churches hiding and believing God to just move in that direction. Amen. Thank you for giving abundantly to our church. We thank you for that. Make sure you get your tithes and offerings. Get them ready. Amen. You can give tonight in person. You can mail your tithe check, or you can go online as well at fwcnc.org/giving. Amen. How many here has downloaded our church app? Anybody? I have. Are you enjoying it? Taking notes, going back and watching services? If you need more information, please see Pastor Dan behind me. You can download the app in our app store, or you can scan any card in the church that has a QR code. And you can just get your phone and scan that, and you'll have it available. Amen? Would you stand with me? Hallelujah. I was given this scripture today. I was waiting on the Lord, and Psalm 40, you probably all know it. I waited patiently for the Lord to help me, and He turned to me and heard my cry. Amen. Sometimes we have to wait patiently for the Lord. We want it now. We're a Burger King, McDonald's mentality. You pull it up, you want it now. But I'm here to tell you tonight, sometimes we have to wait upon the Lord. Wait for Him to speak to you, because He will hear your cry. He lifted me up out of the pit of despair. Amen. Amen. He lifts us up out of those pits, out of the mud and the mire. He set my feet on the solid ground, on the rock, and steadied me as I walked along. And He also gave me a new song to sing, a hymn of praise to our God. And many will see what He has done and be amazed, and they will put their trust in the Lord. Many will see it. Hallelujah. If you wait patiently, if you stand in faith, He will lift you up. Where is it? Where does He say He'll lift you up? On the rock, on the solid ground, that you will not sink again. Hallelujah. So wait patiently for Him to lift you up, to set you on that rock. Hallelujah. miry clay, a pit of despair, watch what God can do. Don't let anything else try to lift you up out of that place. Only He can lift you up. Amen. So I just pray tonight that we just be encouraged as a body of Christ. Hallelujah. That we are like soldiers marching forward. Hallelujah. Taking our papers and our assignments, Lord God, and carrying them out in the name of Jesus. We thank You for Your presence tonight. We thank You for these mighty people, Lord God. And we lift up our pastor to You, Father God. I thank You for that man of God. I thank You, Lord God, as he's ready to take this pulpit, Lord God, that You will just flow through him. Minister to him, Lord God. Touch hearts, Lord God. Deliver people, Lord God. And we just thank You for Your presence tonight. We ask, Lord God, that You just have Your way. Bless our children. Those that aren't feeling well, Lord God, we lift them up before You, Lord God. We lift up Ukraine as well, Lord God, and all the people and what they are struggling with. We can't imagine, Lord God. But I ask, Lord God, You just comfort the families and bring them peace in the name of Jesus. We love You, Lord. Have Your way. Amen.
I'm trading my sorrows, I'm trading my shame, I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. I'm trading my sickness, I'm trading my pain, I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. And we say yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen. I'm pressed but not crushed, persecuted, not abandoned. Struck down but not destroyed. I am blessed beyond the curse, for His promise will be good. It's Yours to be my strength. Though the sorrow may last overnight, the joy comes in the morning. I'm trading my sorrows, I'm trading my shame, I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. I'm trading my sin, I'm trading my pain, I'm laying them down for joy of the Lord. And we say yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen. Sing yes, Lord. And we say yes, Lord, yes, joy of the Lord.
Oh, praise God. I hope you had a good week. If you didn't, just turn it over to Him tonight and just go after God, as I keep on saying every week. Just go after God. You know, just give it all to Him. Give all your praise and your worship to Him because He's worthy.
I was lost in shame, but yet past my pain, now He called my name. I'm so glad He changed me, darkness held me down, but Jesus pulled me out, now no longer bound. I'm so glad He saved me, now I'm a new creation in Christ. The old has gone, there's no life. I live by faith. There is a new name written down in glory, and it's mine, and it's mine. I met the author of my story, and it's mine, and He's mine. Sin has left me blind, Jesus opened my eyes, now I see the light. I'm so glad He changed me, now I'm walking free. The victory, it's over me. I'm so glad He changed me. See, I'm now a new creation in Christ. The old has gone, there's life. I live by faith, not by sight. There is a new name written down in glory, and it's mine. Yes, it's mine. I met the author of my story, and it's mine. Yes, it's mine.
There is a new name.
There is a new name written down in glory, and it's mine. And it's mine. I met the author of my story, and it's mine. Yes, it's mine. I am who I am because the I am tells me who I am. I am who I am because the I am tells me who I am. I am who I am because the I am tells me who I am. I am who I am because the I am tells me who I am. I am who I am because the I am tells me who I am. I am who I am because the I am tells me who I am. I am who I am because the I am. There is a new name written down in glory, and it's mine, and it's mine. I met the author of my story, and it's mine, yes, it's mine. There is a new name written down in glory, and it's mine, yes, it's mine. I met the author of my story. Yes, He's mine. Yes, He's mine. Yes, He's mine. Yeah, He's mine. Yes, He's mine. Yes, He's mine. Yes, He's mine.
He's mine. He's yours.
Darkness when hope was restored. Where was despair when my God split the shores? Where was defeat when the
Lord took a breath when he stood in the plow by the grave that he left. Nowhere,
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 nowhere is the fear when the king resurrects. Nowhere,
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 nowhere is the doubt when my king conquered death. Sorrows when dry bones arose, and where was the pain when the sick touched his robe? And where was disgrace when the king laid to rest the stronghold of sin by the grace he possessed? Nowhere,
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 nowhere is the fear when my I see joy rising, I hear hope calling, I see fear hiding, I hear chains falling, I see walls shaking, I hear thou running, my God's on his way, yes he is coming. I see joy rising, I hear hope calling, I see fear hiding, I hear chains falling, I see walls shaking, I hear doubt running, my God's on his way, yes he is coming.
Now here, now here,
now here,
now here is the presence, my shame disappears. Now here,
now here,
now here,
now here,
I stand undefeated when Jesus is near.
Now here,
now here,
now
here in the presence, my shame disappears. Now here,
now here,
now here,
now here
in the evening when Jesus is near. I see joy rising, I hear hope calling, I see fear hiding, I see chains falling, I see walls shaking, I hear doubt running, 'cause my God's on his way. Yes, he is calling. I see joy rising. I hear hope calling. I see fear hiding. I hear chains falling. I see walls shaking. I hear doubt running. My God's on his way. Yes, he is coming. My God's on his way. My God's on his way. My God's on his way. Yes, he is coming. My God's on his way, my God's on his way, my God's on his way, yes, he is coming.
I searched the world, but it couldn't fill me. Oh, man's empty praise and treasures that fade are never enough. Then you came along and pulled me back together. And every desire is now satisfied here in your love. Oh, there's nothing better than you. Oh, there's nothing better than you. Oh, there's nothing, nothing is better than you.
still call me friend. 'Cause the God of the mountain is the God of the valley.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
And there's not a place your mercy and grace won't find me again. Oh, there's nothing better than you. Oh, there's nothing better than you. Oh, there's nothing. Nothing is better than you.
Oh, there's nothing.
Oh, there's nothing better than you. Oh, there's nothing better than you. Oh, there's nothing. Nothing is better than you. You turn mourning to dancing. You give beauty to our ashes. You turn shame into glory. You're the only one who can. You turn grave into gardens. You turn bones into armies. You turn seas into highways. You're the only one who can. You turn graves into gardens. You turn bones into armies. You turn seas into highways. You're the only one who can. Oh, there's nothing better than you. Oh, there's nothing better than you. Oh, there's nothing. Better than you. Oh, there's nothing better than you. Oh, there's nothing. Nothing is better than you.
You turn mourning.
You turn mourning to dancing. You give beauty for ashes. You turn shame into glory. You're the only one who can.
You turn graves.
You turn graves into gardens. You turn bones into armies. You turn seas into highways. You're the only one who can.
You turn graves.
You turn graves into gardens. You turn bones into armies. You turn seas into highways. You're the only one who can.
You turn graves.
You turn graves into gardens. You turn bones into armies. You turn seas into highways. You're the only one who can. You turn graves into gardens. You turn boats into armies. You turn seas into highways. You're the only one who can.
You're the only one, Lord God. Only one, Lord God. There is only one thing we seek, God, and it's your face, Lord God. One thing, Lord God, that we desire, and that is you, Father God. Father, nothing satisfies us but you. Hallelujah. There's nothing, Lord God, that satisfies our heart, Lord God, but you, Father. Father, have your way, Lord God, in our lives, Lord God, as we take out this step, as we walk each step before you, God. Have your way, Lord God. Speak to us, Lord Jesus, as we are in our times, Lord God, of on our knees. our shattered pieces, Lord God, our tattered clothes, Lord God, and you exchange them, Father God. Father, we lay them at your feet, Lord God, and we step into a new day, Lord God. Step into the newness of you, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord God. Thank you, God. Have your way, Father God. We thank you for our pastor, Lord Jesus. I pray tonight, Lord God, that this will be a change and a turnaround for us, Lord God. That we come in one way, but we leave completely different. Thank you, Jesus. Sing with me one more time. You turn
grave into lion.
Yes.
You turn bones into armies.
Hallelujah.
You turn seas into highways. You're
the only one
who can.
The only one who can do this.
You turn graves into gardens. You turn bones into armies. You turn seas into highways. You're the only one who can.
Yes. You're the only one, Father. The only one, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're the only one. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. Pastor Chris. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Receive from this man tonight. Receive, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Hallelujah. I said amen.
Amen.
God is good. All the time, God is good. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, let's just let those words really resonate within us. Hallelujah. Come on, he turns it. Amen. Come on, say he turns it. Hallelujah. He turns it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He turns it. Hallelujah. He turns it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It's the power of his word. Hallelujah. It's the power of his word. Hallelujah. Now, out of the power of his word, it's the power of our confession by what he's declared, what God is speaking. Hallelujah. That brings it to life. Say, bring it to life. Come on, some of us, we got to let God bring it to life. Hallelujah. Come on, dry bones. Let God speak into those areas of your lives. Let God speak and minister health and healing. Come on, let God, hallelujah. Give God an ear. Turn your ears to the Father. Turn your ears to God, hallelujah. Turn your ears to the Word of God. Let God begin to speak into your ears healing, hallelujah. Let yourself be recovered, hallelujah. That you might have strength, that you have my strength. Wait upon the Lord. Renew your strength. Have your ears be turned unto the Father, that you might hear, hallelujah. Hear what the Father's saying. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tell someone it's all about hearing. Tell someone else it's all about hearing. I don't know if you're hearing me, but I said it's all about hearing. Hallelujah. Because if I don't have the right hearing, Randy, I have the wrong speech. I begin to speak the wrong things. Amen. Come on, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Tonight the message is called The Power of the Tongue. Thank you, praise team. Say the power of the tongue. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The power of the tongue, the power of the tongue. I really feel that. Don't you like our sign? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thanks, everybody, who put that together. Really appreciate it. The goodness of God in your life. What is your testimony? Say, what's your testimony? Say, what's your testimony? Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, we got to have a testimony from God. The Bible says, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. By the blood of the Lamb. And that speaks of a testimony of what Jesus has done, a confession, a declaration that I confess. I want you to hear this, that listen, there's a partnership that we have with God that we need to take hold of what God has done. He's done. Say it's done. But what I do is by faith, I begin to activate. You know, listen, I want you to hear this tonight. This is what we have. This, our faith is voice activated. I'm I'm going to say it again. Our faith is voice activated. The Bible says if I confess, hallelujah, if I confess with my mouth, confession unto salvation, unto righteousness, that I confess unto, say unto. So this is a voice activated. I need to confess. I need to declare. I need to speak. But listen to me. For me to speak, I have to have an influence. And my influence has to have my ear turned to hear that I can be influenced. Because it's out of the heart, the mouth speaks. So listen, my heart's got to be right. Amen. So that I can confess the right things. Say the right things. The right things. But do you know there's power? Say there's power. There's power in God's word. Amen. There's powers in God's word. And there's power in your words. Because the Bible says that with the mouth, hallelujah, that we could speak death or life. We could speak death or life. I want to speak life. Amen. Come on, tell your neighbor I want to speak life. I want to speak life, but the life that I speak needs to be influenced by the Spirit of God upon in my life. But we could see this because naturally we can understand the Word of God. When God spoke, everything that you see, everything, all creation, it was initiated by the Word of God. It was spoken. Everything that you see is because of the Word. Everything. It's because it was spoken. Kristen, do you have that that picture I told you to draw? Kristen, do you have that picture I told you to draw? I didn't? Oh. See, because I didn't tell her, I don't get the results. Because I didn't speak it. You might think something. But until you confess it, you need to activate. Listen to me. You need to release, hallelujah, what is in your heart. Can I say something? We really know how to do this. We sometimes, we begin, I feel like James, where James says, these are some things that we've been serving God a long time, that you need to be under an influence that your mouth should not say the things that it's saying. Because out of the same mouth you worship God, the same mouth you speak evil. I want every one of us to be at a place where there has to be. Every one of us is children of God. We have not to know that. There's power in our words. Especially of understanding that with us as children of God, you got to know that in that place of your heart, that in that release, you bring life. We begin to declare some things. We name things. Listen, unless you name it. Kristen, go get that. Go get it. Go get that. So I want you to hear this. Unless I'm willing to tell her, name it, she does not have the ability to go get it. See, there's power in the name that I give it. Is what I release out of my mouth. What am I naming in my life? Am I naming things as life is blessed from God? Come on, we let so many things, we give our ears to hear so many things, disagreeing things, and we let it flow out of our heart, out of the abundance. Let it be the overflow. Because what I speak out of my mouth is the overflow that is in my heart that comes out. My heart, hallelujah. The words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing. God, I desire that, listen, we need to put a watch. We need to be at a place, every one of us, sons, because what you speak brings life or death. Whatever comes in your life and something is named over you, you need to rename it according to God. You need to rename it according to what God says about it. I heard you.
Let me turn it a different way. Maybe it'll help. Was that light bright? Is that better, Mel? How's that? All right, I'll try to do it without it. That's all right. We're good. I don't want you to be under the wrong influence there. I want you to, by this light. God's word creates and brings forth life. Now, we use this, and I just want to just share a couple things to you tonight. I really feel that sometimes we see things, and I just want us to see the importance to know that sometimes we need to. James talks about it, how that your tongue, that it's like the rudder of a ship, a big ship, massive ship that presses through the waters, and it goes left and right according to the rudder. That rudder is your tongue. The course that it takes is driven by your tongue, by your confession. He says that we can speak words, and those words are like sparks that take hold of a whole forest and burn it down. Those same words can bring life to us. I need to be careful. I need to speak over you, over each one of us, with the right words, with God's words. Words of life. Amen? And I just started thinking about that, that when you go to court and you have to give a testimony, what do they do? You take a Bible. And what do? Put your hand on it. Put your hand up in the air. I confess to tell the truth. I confess, I swear, I confess that this be my confession to tell the truth. Nothing but the truth, so help me God. Do we still put our hands on Bibles in court? I don't know if we do or not, but that's what we did. Because, listen to me, because there was an accountability of what came out of your mouth as it was truth. There was a trust with that word, with what you said, with what you confessed. Listen, I want you to see this, that even in the world that we live in, your words are powerful, that we begin to speak things, and sometimes people take it for granted, but when you're married, when you go to get married, and you say your confession, it's a confession that you're made, and it says, I, Chris, take you, Kelly, to be my wife, to have and to hold from this day forward. And better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health, till death do us part, so help me God. Say, that's a confession. See, that's a confession of a love, that you have a commitment with a confession with your mouth. But that confession is not something that you say in a day. That's something that you say every day. See, because those words are going to be challenged. Those words that we speak out of our mouth, those words, like if your husband's going on a trip on your birthday, there's this commitment that you have, this confession that you, no matter, better for worse. Say, for better for worse. That there'd be this confession, this commitment. That was for you, Matt. But there was a commitment to you, that there's a commitment that we have to one another, to our spouse, till death do us part, that we are confessing, we're declaring, that you begin to confess in sickness and health. Because when something comes your way, when you're poor, when you're facing that thing, it's going to try to make you rethink your confession. I'm just trying to get this out. Is that all right? It's going to try to redefine your confession. There's so many things out there that are around us that try to get us to change our confession. You see so many divorces and so many things out there. Why? Because our confession begins to change for one another. I want you to know that when you're saved, when you receive Christ in your life, that we are to continue. by confessing, by declaring my salvation and my righteousness in Christ, I got to continue to keep confessing that which possessed me. That which has took hold of my heart. I got to confess. Say, I got to confess the right things. You okay? I got to take hold of that. And I said, those things, you'll be challenged. Your commitment will be challenged. Their commitments are challenged. It comes here. Come on, amen. That even in this place, in the house of God, that every one of us come to a place where we're challenged. But we got to have the right confession. We got to speak life over one another. Life. Amen. Say life. Romans 8. And this is the scripture that I was speaking that, or I'm sorry. Romans 10. I have a habit of writing things backwards, but do not give a name to that. But what saith you? The word is nigh. It's in your mouth. Say it's in your mouth. And in my heart. And that is the word of faith which we preach. We preach the word of faith. That's what we declare. That what am I going to do? I'm going to preach the word of faith in my life. I'm going to establish that church. I'm going to preach that. You are your biggest prophet in your life. You are the biggest preacher in your life. What sermons do I preach to myself? You might get a sermon here, but I want you to know that tomorrow you need to preach the sermon of faith into your heart, and to begin to declare it into your ears. Listen, I want you to catch this. And it says, if thou shalt confess with the mouth of the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart, God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. That you come in agreement with what happened in the Spirit, that it becomes activated within you by faith, and you continue. Say continue. Come on, what comes into your ears, preached by faith, goes into your heart. And what is in your heart comes out your mouth. That when it comes out your mouth, it comes into your ears. And when it goes into your ears, it goes into your heart. And when it comes out of your mouth, it goes into your ears. And when I want you to hear this. Come on, amen. That there's something repetitive. And the enemy would do everything he can to stop that confession. To stop the flow. Come on, amen. That comes into our life by God's word that's inspired by the Spirit of God that brings life. It's God's words, hallelujah, that brings life. It's His Spirit. That word breathes life into us. And we begin to declare it over our situation. Not our situations over our life, but the Word of God over our situations. Amen? He says, for with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made. They go hand in hand. Come on, amen. They go hand in hand. And then it says, so. This is in 10:17. So then, faith comes by hearing. And by hearing, what? The word of God. Faith comes by hearing the word of God in my life continually. The influence of God's word flowing in my life, out of my heart, flowing out of my mouth, back into my ears. Faith comes by hearing, hearing, and hearing, and hearing of the word of God. If faith comes by hearing the word of God, doubt comes by hearing the wrong things. Doubt comes when faith is interrupted. Come on. When faith is interrupted. Come on. It's those moments that Come on, listen, come on, every one of us, that cycle, that flow, that from the moment you're saved, that what happens is comes in our life, there always comes a moment or chances and choices in my life where I choose to let that be interrupted of that flow, of that growth within my life. So I begin to add to my faith virtue, and virtue, I begin to grow within me. Something begins to grow because faith begins to expand. It begins to get wider. As I begin to take hold of what God does, God begins to add to me, hallelujah, faith. He begins to bring it forth in my life, and I begin to bring fruit that it flows from that place. Amen? So we got to keep that. Faith comes by hearing, but doubt comes from the wrong words. Ephesians 4. Ephesians 4, verse 29, it says, let no corrupt communication. Say, no corrupt communication. We always think of that as foul words. Don't have bad language. My dad used to say, hey, watch your communication. Corrupt communication, that's corrupt. That's true, but yet there's something more. Say there's something more. Corrupt communication. Communication that corrupts your faith. So there's a communication that can corrupt my faith. Amen? He says, and I want you to get this, because here's this communication that those that have ear, he says, they'll proceed out of my mouth. A corrupt communication that proceeds out of my mouth. But that which is good to use for edifying. That is good to use for edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. If what I am communicating out of my mouth, listen. I just don't want you to hear this. I want you to hear this. Because I believe that literally this really will put us a stop to sometimes. And the enemy will use, hallelujah, what we speak out of our mouth to cause dissension in people's lives. So he says, don't bring any corrupt communication. You are the temple of God. So we become that place where that I'm letting my voice, my speech become corrupted with my words. So he says this, he says, don't let it be corrupted, don't let it bring forth, because, and when we got to see this, we got to understand that I need to put a watch before my mouth. There's a responsibility that I have that I cannot. How many of you guys know this is that you think, you speak without thinking? He just doesn't think when he speaks. Stop! Because God calls that corrupt communication. Because when we speak out of our flesh, because our flesh is corrupt, the spirit is incorruptible. I need to have life flow out of me into you, into you, into you. Hallelujah. Watch what we say to our spouses when we speak over their lives. Not because of my situation, but from the place of uncorruptness. I need to let spirit flow out of me, not my flesh. So what we do is, people, we get saved, we need to learn this, we need to walk in this truth. We need to walk, we need to flow from the Spirit and not from my corrupt images or thoughts. Or from my pain. Hurt people, hurt people. Let's get healed. Come on, I'm going to tell somebody, let's get healed. He says, they're used to edify that we might minister grace. 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 God wants us to unmerited favor. It's not earned favor. It's not because of what you do. It's from the place of the Spirit that, listen to me, that it works out of my life. The Spirit moves in my life out of His words, comes out of my life and ministers grace to the hearers. That the words of my mouth, that you eat the fruit of my lips. And because of that, you grow because of what you're eating that comes out of my mouth. Amen? He says, And he says, he ministered to the hearers, those that hear this. And he says, and don't grieve the Holy Spirit. Now listen. Say, don't grieve the Holy Spirit. Because you are sealed unto the day of redemption. So don't let bitterness, wrath or anger, clamor, or evil speaking brought forth. But life. Come on, hear me tonight. This is good. This is good. You all right? So he says, I got to have the right confession. I cannot grieve the Holy Spirit. What it means by this? It means that what I do to grieve the Holy Spirit is means that I turn my ear not to hear. You all know the spirit, the soul, and the body. What I do is whenever I grieve the spirit is I turn this way. In my influence, I give an ear to my flesh. I give an ear to the things around me. I give an ear to my problems. I give an ear to my failures. I give the doubt to whatever that thing might be. But he says, don't grieve the Holy Spirit, that we have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying, to continue the flow of life and to continue to be healed, that your soul would be totally healed. Because listen, your spirit is healed. Come on, amen. Your spirit is full. It's right. But what happens is God says, listen to me, you're saved in your spirit. You're set free. You're a brand new man. But what God wants to do is to influence your soul, your thoughts, your will, your emotions, that in that place you are saved. And from that place, your body begins to get saved because it's influenced from the spirit to the soul. In your mouth, in your ears, through your heart. I want you to see this relationship. It's activated by relationship. Giving myself ear. Sometimes there's some things, come on. There's activities, there's a lot of things in our lives that get our ear. There's voices that gets our ears. I have to turn. I have to put myself. I do. I have to give my ear to the Spirit. You know, your ears and your eyes, they're gates. They're gates. And what they hear touches your heart. And out of that place, it comes out your mouth gate. Listen, your mouth, what you say, comes out. It's an outward, comes out of the gate. Now, when we eat in the natural, we eat through our mouth gate, flesh, and we grow. But we need to hear the gate of our ears, that our spirit that we speak out of that place, that it flows out of our hearts, that it comes out. Say, it comes out. Are you all right? Am I speaking to anybody? But gates, there are places of power and strength. Everywhere in the Bible, the Word of God talks about gates, and it always talks about power and strength. Listen to me. Listen. Say power and strength. We don't really realize the power of what I see and the power of what I hear, that it affects my life. It's valuable for me to know that, because what happens is my life is what I let into my ears or my eyes. It either gives me strength, I empower it in my life. The Bible says that whoever has the authority of the gate, whoever has the control of the gate, has the control of the city. Listen. Whoever has the control of the gate has control of the city. Whoever has the influence, hear me, whoever has the influence of your gates and your eyes has the control of your city. Whoever has the influence of your ear has the control of your life, of your heart. I just pray that we hear this. I pray that we really hear this because it's powerful that I want to be in a place where that I am influenced by God's Spirit, that here's what it is. And God will not take control or God will not take influence of your ears unless you give it to Him. That has ear, let him hear. Jesus said this so many times when he read the scripture. He that has ear, let him hear. Because I will not force this upon you. You choose that you be influenced by the Spirit of God in your life. That in that, hallelujah, that in that place, that influence begins to, we walk in that influence of the control of who's at the gate. So I begin to let the words of God influence my ears. And all of a sudden, that my city's not out of control. Because of who's at the gate. God's at my gate. I'm going to let the words of God be the influence within my ears. So that my city's not overrun. So that my city is not overrun. I give him place that he hears, that I hear. Decisions. The Bible talks about, there's so many places I studied this where that every time the kings would make decisions, where would they make it? At the gate of the city. Judges would preside. Judgment. Guilty or not guilty. Where? At the gates of the city. Does this not make sense? That at the gates of the city that we determine there's a judgment that is made before it comes in, whether it's to come in or not to come in. There's judgments made at that place. I have to let the Spirit of God influence me because it's important to know what is coming into my ear gate. What is influencing me in this moment that I'm in? Because there's so many things. The Bible says there's so many voices in the world. There's one that brings life. It's the Spirit of God. Who holds the gates, hold the city. Out of the heart, the mouth speaks. Psalms 141. Are you okay? You sure? And trust me, I'm just trying to hear what God's saying in this moment right to us. I feel this, hear this right now, hear this. That as we hear this, there's this opportunity that God presents to His people that when we hear it, there's two opinions. Elijah said there's two opinions. And you have not halted, you've not listened to neither. You've listened to one. One of them has influenced you and it's been the wrong voice. Two opinions. There's a narrative there. And I can show you all the narratives in the Bible where that the children of Israel and Joshua and Caleb, there was two opinions. One of them had the opinion of God in their lives. And the other one had the opinion of their situations. They gave ear to God's word because God said, don't fear. You'll overcome. But in the midst of it, as they walked, there was other voices. Say other voices. Say there's other voices. Come on, amen. And I'm going to say it this way. Come on. There's Antichrist. That which is against Christ. That which wants to disrupt the flow of relationship and intimacy with you and Him. See, that's the narrative there. So you had to give ear to hear. But the Bible says that Caleb had a spirit, another spirit. He was listening. They were influenced by one spirit. He was influenced by the Spirit of God. I want to have an ear. I want the Spirit of God to have my ear. That when He speaks, I hear Him and I move and I walk in it. That each one of us, I promise you this, I believe that, I know that we're in this moment that God's speaking. He's speaking. I feel Him speaking. He is saying so much to me right now. I can't get enough out. I feel this, come on, that there's so much I want to give out. That's why I struggled today. You know why? Because there were so many things coming to my heart that I wanted to say, and I had to stop. Because God's talking. I pray that we begin to listen. We hear that Spirit of God. He wants to communicate His will. But I got to surrender mine. I got to give Him my ear.
Are you all right?
All right. Psalms 141. It says, set a watch, O Lord. This is David. He cried. Put a watch before my mouth. He recognized the power of the tongue. That the confession that he made can direct him one way or the other. And he says, keep a watch, Lord. I give you a place to keep the doors of my lips. Keep the gates of my ears. He says, before thee, keep the doors of my lips. Incline my heart to any evil. Keep me away from any evil, from those other things. Turn my heart, God. Let me be influenced in my ears, in my lips, in my speaking. Hallelujah. That I turn from that which is evil. That you are so represented in my life that I don't give an ear to hear what he's saying. Amen. He says, incline. He says, practice. He says, and things to practice wicked works of men. I could get into a lot of that where that Saul, he was influenced by witches. He needed a word. He got a word. But it wasn't the word from God. He says, working iniquity, let me not eat of thy dainties. Let me not eat from that place. Let me not eat from their leftovers, from what they have, their delicacies, those things that were there that would want to tempt me, God. I pray, Father God, let me not respond with my mouth. Let me respond, God. Let my mouth be a vehicle for you to bring forth grace and to minister life into people, God. Let me not come from a place of evil that I minister that, but I come from the place from my brokenness that I'm healed, that out of the healing that flows out of my life, grace to the ears of those that hear. All of a sudden, the ears that now I become a voice in their ears to minister life into their hearts, that in return they begin to speak out of their mouth faith. You all right? So he says, spirit influences. Say it influences. 1 Kings. Let me just go here real quick. You got a minute? No, we're okay. Just a minute. Because I want to just throw this out. But this kept coming to me. And for some reason it kept coming to me. I want to say it. All right? Is that all right? So 1 Kings. We all know the story of Mount Carmel. Amen. I'm not going to read all the details. You can read it all, but I'm going to give you the gist of this. Amen. I'm going to give you the what do they call that when you get the, or the what's the book where you get, where you, the cliff notes. Yeah. I'm going to, Spirit-filled cliff notes. You ready? All right. So here it is. So Elijah, he the Bible says in verse 17. Let me see. Let me give it to you. Verse 18. And it says, and it came to pass that after many days that the word of Lord came. Say the word came. See, Elijah did not move until the word came. See, God wants us, and he moved after. Say after. After he confronts with God, he moves. After this confronting with God, he moves. He's activated. Amen? So, and as he goes, and where does he go? And it says it goes up. He ends up coming to the place of Mount Carmel. And he went to the place under the children of Israel. He gathered them and he said, Elijah, he says, came unto the people. And he says, how long will you halt between two opinions, between two voices, between two choices? He says, if thou, Lord, follow him, but if Baal, follow him. And the people answered him not a word. And so we know what happened, that Elijah, he says, he says, bring all the prophets. And he says, you be on this side, I'll be over here. He says, you do your thing. He says, and they built this big, with trees, all this stuff. And they dug a ditch around it. He didn't do it yet, but he told him, he says, if fire comes down, he says, then your God's your God. He says, but if it doesn't, then I'm going to have my time. Say my time. So this is powerful, because Elijah, he goes to this place. But I want you to hear this, that Elijah doesn't have it all together, because he, hallelujah, can be deterred by voices just like we can. Because the Bible says Elijah was of like manner to us, just like us. That sometimes things influence, and we got to be careful. We got to be watchful. So here he is in this moment, and all of a sudden, do you remember what happened? Fire came from heaven. Say fire. Fire. So here's this expression of God that boom, fire came. And guess what happened? Listen, the results didn't happen the way Elijah thought. Yes, God did this, but he thought there would be a complete repentance of everybody. It wasn't. Say it wasn't in a fire. So here's what he did. He left. He says, and he went, and he's standing in a place. He says in verse 19, it says, and Ahab told Jezebel what Elijah did. He says, and had done, and how that he had slain all the prophets with the swords. Say the influence. He did the right thing. He cut down the influence of that other opinion. He says, and Jezebel sent a messenger unto Elijah with a message. Say a message. There's voices that are coming our way, that come our way, and this is what I cannot do. And the Bible says this, and it says, and Jezebel said, and he says, let the gods do to you and as much more into your life as the life of one of them tomorrow about this time. So she put a deadline. She declared a word into his life. And this is what happened. And it says, and when he, say it with me. And when he, listen, she wasn't there. She sent a messenger. But the Bible says he saw it. What did he see? He's seen his death. He's seen the words became life to her. They became real to him. They became activated within his heart. And he ran. See, at that moment, we have to declare, if God be for me, then who could be against me? This is the same man who called down fire. He's the same man that saw these words come to life within him, and he began to believe. How many of you guys have been told something, and you, those words, you have made them alive? Am I the only one? Come on. Have you ever got a negative report that someone spoke into your life, whether it is the doctor's office, and they stood before you and they spoke something into your life, and whether it's true or not at that moment, even before you know, even before you get the sentence, but you hear something and you're not even sure, and you're thinking about it in your mind, it becomes real. You got to get into the doctor's office, or you got to hurry up and get in here. And he says, oh yeah, hey, listen, a doctor did that to me one time, and he said, hey, the doctor wants to see you immediately. And I went back there and I stood there. He came in, delayed forever. And I'm thinking in my mind, I saw it. Oh, he's going to tell me I have this. And I have this. I feel this way. He walked in. He says, hey, listen, I really need you to build me. I want you to build me this addition on my house. You couldn't have just sent a messenger. But it was a picture to me. I seen it before. It was there. Whether sometimes there's things that, you know, they might be true, but listen, if I can't give it a name, I got to declare it over my life, whatever that healing, whatever that might, I just got to speak health in my life. I got to declare it. I got to speak it. Amen. So listen, so he said that in his heart, that affected him, that I got to declare with my heart that, that if God be for me, who could be against me? And if who is against me, God is for me. Who could be against me if God is for me? And if someone is against me, God is for me. Please put that in your heart. That's a declaration we say. So it's covered. Say it's covered. So he said this, but listen, his heart became influenced because he gave the enemy his ear. And it took control. And it influenced him in the decision he made. And he ran. Say he ran. Not from anybody, no warriors, no military, a voice. Not even from the person, from somebody, say a rumor. You all right? Let me finish. You okay? But I need to let the word, he saw it, and it began to happen in his life. In verse 4, he says, but he himself took a day's journey in the wilderness. He came, he sat down under a juniper tree, and he requested for himself. Listen, on his journey, he's in a desert, he's by himself, come on. And as he's walking, as he's there, the first thing he did is he left the servant behind. He let another witness, someone that could speak the truth into his life. He said, left him behind, he went by himself. Don't do this alone. Tell someone, don't do it alone. You need somebody that's ministering grace to be in your life. There's many people. There's many people that want to speak grace in your life. Let them speak grace in your life. And so he gave ear. So he turned him away and left the. There's a lot in these, but I'm not going to pack it all. But he left him behind, and he wasn't. He sat there, and he says he sat under the juniper. And he said, "What did he say to himself?" He says, "For himself that he might die, that he wished that he would die. It made him come to a place where he wanted to die." He says, take my life, for I'm not better than my father's. Say wrong confession. And as he began to speak that, God brought forth a messenger. And the messenger came, and it tried to get him to eat and drink, and he wouldn't. He came a second time, and he gave him, listen, I want you to know, this is speaks of the Holy Spirit to me, that he's given you a choice. He's given you moments in your life of whether or not you eat, whether you take hold of. Eat. Let it in your heart. Let this come into you. I want to speak life. It was a picture of meat that he was eating to bring strength. Say, bring strength. So we begin to hear, to have faith, to speak in our ear that causes us to stand up. And what does it do? It brings him to a place that takes him to the mountain, but he's still not there yet. He needs to hear. He needs to come to the full understanding of what took place. Come on, amen. Because there's a big picture of why he fell off, because he gave his ear to the wrong place, and God comes before him, and God shows up, and he comes in the midst with a wind that comes and causes the rocks to fall and everything to fall apart. But God wasn't in that wind. And then God comes into earthquakes and shaking of the ground, shaking it. And he wasn't in that. And then fire came and burned up so much. But he wasn't in that. There's so many things that come around in our life that we think that, I just want you to think about this. Sometimes there's things that come that we still don't hear from God. I got to put myself there. We think, well, if this happened or if this happened, I'd listen. Fire fell from heaven and they did not change their opinions. They didn't hear. And then, the Bible says, Elijah heard. A voice. And he turned. And he came out of that place. To have ear from the Father. See, that's what God wants us to do, is to turn, to have his ear. For us to have his ear. So many times we let so many things come into our life, these things and all these, whatever they might be. But God says, let me, because it's that voice that brings life. It's His Spirit that brings life to you, that brings hope. Amen. Hallelujah. There's a voice that empowers me. He spoke at the opening. And He gave His opening in that place, at that place. He heard it. That He turned His ear. Amen. Would you stand to your feet? Give me some. I had another place that I wanted to go, but I'm just going to end with this. I just want us to hear this, that this is a real picture of sometimes in our lives, do you believe that God sees things before they happen? He holds the whole world in His hand. Whose ear would I want to have? God wants us to bring in Wednesday night. I'm going to talk about the Holy Spirit and what the Holy Spirit brings. And I pray that you come to hear. Because He wants to be a voice that influences you in the decisions that you make every day. Sometimes they might not seem big. Sometimes they're small. Now, I want you to hear this. Listen, you know, the other day where I'll tell you Wednesday. But this is a place where they just came out of Egypt with Moses. God provided everything along the journey. Everything. All these things, amazing things, but they still, fire. Demonstrated all these things on the in the natural, all this, that. But it was a place that He needed to have their ear. He just wanted them to turn, just to trust Him. Say trust. Trust. To be the influence in their lives. Not all the other things that sometimes we like all these other things. Well, no. See, if miracles and all this stuff, people will turn. Oh, you know what? When people know that there's judgment or this or that, they'll turn. It's the voice of God. It's a still small voice. I promise you that you give ear to, that you begin to hear. It's not those other things, I promise you. It's not those things. It's His voice that you give yourself to. And He says this. He says, and Moses brought Israel out of the Red Sea. And when they went, God separated the waters. Wow. And when they came to Marah, He said they could not drink the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Say bitter. 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 They're waters that, see, if you drink these waters, brings barrenness, unfruitfulness. See, eventually the children of Israel were going to begin to murmur and complain, and out of their mouths, out of their springs, flowed bitterness, disagreement with God. There wasn't life flowing out of that. But here they are in this place. And I'm going to tell you, this is the mercy of God. That God says, just give me an ear and the Spirit of God will lead you. Come on. It's the power of God that brings us, hallelujah, to a place of repentance. It's the Spirit of God, the voice that God has, my ear. And it's out of that love. It's out of that place that it inspires me. It quickens me. And it costs me to get up when everybody else might not. I get up. Because the Spirit of God is bringing me forth. It's the Spirit of God that brings you up out of graves and out of ditches and out of caves and out of valleys. And it brings you to the mountain. It's the voice of the God. So here He is. He says, here's these waters. And this is what Moses did. God showed him a tree. Say a tree. Put it together. Because there was someone. His name is Jesus, and He was on a tree. And He says, you take the tree, and to heal the waters, you put the tree in the water. And when they put the tree in the waters were healed. Listen to me. my healing, that by faith I received it into my heart. And out of that place, He heals my bitterness. He heals that place, that brokenness within me. And out of it, say out of it, will flow rivers of living water. Life that affects everybody. It's no longer bitterness that hurts one another. It's not over brokenness that kills each other. It is love. It is that place of mercy and grace that flows out of me that affects my environment. It changes my world and others. Because I have the power of the created word within me, inspired by the Spirit of God. So He took the waters, and they were healed. Say, healed. Jesus was given, he's dying of thirst. His mouth is so parched. He's in that position for your healing. And in that place, they took a sponge. And they dipped it in vinegar. And they put it on his. This bitterness, this vinegar was on his lips. I want you to know, the one that was on the tree, he took your bitterness. He suffered. By his stripes we were healed. And because of that, he says it brings healing. Because the tree was in that water, it brought healing. Come on, amen. That's what Jesus does. When I get a picture, when I confess and believe in my heart what he did at the cross, I begin to realize the value, the cost of what brought forth to me. That I don't have to let out of me bitterness. Heavenly Father, I thank you. I thank you for your word. I thank you for your life. I thank you for what, God, Lord, you desire to come forth out of our lives. That we be the witness. We be the witness that our lives, hallelujah, be salt and life to other people. That we would become, God, Lord, the light that shines into people's darkness, God. Every one of us. God, Lord, that we be the influence through the Holy Spirit in other people's lives. We can, hallelujah, redirect them to hope and not hopelessness. We can bring into the life, hallelujah, not from bitterness, but sweetness that comes out of our life. And our ear that we've given to you. Father God, I thank you. I pray tonight. I pray this right now, God, Lord. We ask, we thank you that you're leading us, you're guiding us, that we cling onto every word that you say. God, we'll give you the glory. We will declare with all of our hearts that we are. One more time. God's knocking. Open up and let him in. Amen? Come on. Hey, make sure everybody comes downstairs to grab something to eat. She really took some time to make this. Amen? So come on down. Amen?